Christ will start our afternoon service.
唱诗两百一十九首。
Sing hymn 219.
请跪下祷告，求主带领祝福我们安息日下午聚会。
Please kneel down to pray for God to guide our afternoon service.
同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.
感谢主耶稣带领下午继续在这里聚会敬拜神。
Thanks to the guidance of God, I will continue afternoon service.
早上跟大家分享把握机会。
This morning we study about take hold of the opportunity.
下午呢，要跟大家说勿失良机。
And this afternoon we'll learn about do not let God's opportunity go by.
机会是神赐给我们每一个人的。
Opportunity is given by God to every one of us.
我们要把握住神所赐给我们的每一个机会。
That we need to take advantage of every opportunity that God gives us.
我们需要具备几样。第一就是要有信心。
And in order to grasp the opportunity that God gives us, we need to have faith.
第二要专心。
And we need to concentrate.
第三呢，要有耐心。
And the number third trait, we need to be patient.
就是恒心。如果我们具备这样，这三个心。
And if we have all of these three qualities,
那么神所赐的机会啊，每一个机会我们都可以抓住。
And if we have all these three qualities, we could grasp onto every opportunity that God gives to us.
如果对神所安排的机会没有信心，就会失去。
If we don't have the faith to accept God's the opportunity God gives us, we'll lose it.
如果我们没有办法专心在当前的机会，它也会失去。
If we're not alert, we'll just let God's opportunity slide by.
如果我们没有恒心抓住这个机会，它也会失去。
And if we don't have the patience to wait for this opportunity, we'll lose it too.
所以我们需要用信心抓住，
So we need to have faith to grasp onto the opportunity that God gives to us.
专注在所抓到的机会。
And then we need to be alert and grasp onto the opportunity.
不要分心。
And don't lose heart.
因为我们人最怕分心
了。So we're most afraid of is that we lose heart.
当我们对神所安排的有信心的时候，
When we have the faith to accept what God has prepared for us,
那个时候我们的心里是非常放心的。
And that our heart will be at peace.
这个是第一个。
And this is number one.
你在这个时刻你很放心，就证明说你已经抓住了你对神所安排的机会有信心，你就可以放心。
If you have a lot of confidence for God, then it shows that you have the ability to grasp onto God's opportunity. Because you know that God is going to give you the opportunity.
So if
you have the faith, you have the confidence to grasp onto God's opportunities.
当你抓住的时候，要能够专心。
And after you grasp onto God's opportunity, you need to concentrate on it.
那怎么样才能专心？
And how do you stay alert and concentrate?
不要被干扰。
And just make sure you don't get distracted.
因为有外界来的干扰，很容易让我们分心。
Because a lot of time, a lot of the distractions from the world could lead us to have confusion.
哦，一旦分心了，那可能就会失去了。
And once you get distracted, you lose heart, you'll lose God's opportunity.
虽然开始是用信心抓住了。
Even though in the beginning, you might have the faith to accept God's opportunity.
后来受到干扰分心了，啊，那也会失去。
But once you see other worldly distractions, you'll lose it.
所以要专心，再加上恒心。
We cannot lose heart.
那这种恒心就是要上忍耐。
And not only do we not have to have the heart for it, we need to have patience.
就不会失去神所给的每一个机会。
And if we have the endurance, we won't lose God's opportunity.
那么下午要跟大家分享就是误失良机。
This afternoon, we'll share about do not let God's opportunity go by.
良机就是好机会。
When God's opportunities are good opportunities.
在人一生当中啊，有一些好机会特别重要的好机会。
In our lifetime, we only had a couple of good opportunities.
那这种好机会啊，不要失去。
And these good opportunities, we should never let them go pass us by.
比如说圣经告诉我们
Now, say the Bible tells us,
一个人在长大的过程当中有几个关键的好机会、啊、不能失去
The Bible tells us that as we were growing up in the Lord there are some opportunities that we must grasp onto
我们看箴言第十九章
If you look at Proverbs verse chapter 19
箴言第十九章
Proverbs chapter 19
十八节
Verse 18
十九章十八节
Chapter 19 verse 18
十八节趁有指望管教你的儿子你的心不可任他死亡
Verse 18 Chasten your son while there is hope and do not set your heart on his destruction
就是一个人在长大的过程当中一个很重要的机会。
And this is a very opportunity, very good opportunity as you are growing up.
对于儿子要把握好机会，不要失去这个机会。
And towards your son, you should grasp onto this opportunity to discipline him and do not let this opportunity pass you by.
趁有指望的时候来管教他。
You want to chasten your son while there is hope.
如果失去这个机会，可能就会任他死，就没有机会。
as this verse states, if you miss this opportunity, you'll set his heart, you set your heart on his destruction.
那要管教儿女, 啊, 我们要知道那个机会在哪里。
We know that there is opportunity for us to discipline our offspring.
以前我们的老师这样告诉我, 说像那个竹, 啊, 竹子, 一根竹子, 要变成牛轭, 啊, 我们看到牛轭啊, 以前的我们的牛轭是弯的, 弯弯的一块, 放在这个, 牛的山头,
牛轭。 Back then, our teacher used to tell that to turn a bamboo into become the cow's yoke that's bent.
那个牛轭是竹子的, 啊, 竹子做成的, 啊。
And that yoke is made by a bamboo.
它是为什么会变成这样?
Now, how does a bamboo that's supposed to be straight became curved?
是它在, 啊, 刚刚, 啊, 长出来之后,
And the way you turn a bamboo. Bamboo that's supposed to be straight.
那个时候还很幼嫩的时候就开始来雕塑它。
And what you do is while the bamboo is still very small, you start bending it.
就好像我们现在很多人家有些盆栽啊, 那个盆栽里面很漂亮。
And it's just like, we'll take some of the bamboos in our house that swirls and has turns and bends.
你长成树了, 你就没有办法了。
Well, so you want to bend it while it's still small, because once it grows up into a tree,
you
cannot bend anymore.
就是还有希望的时候, 啊, 你就管教他,
so likewise, for our children, when they are still young, when there is still hope, we want to discipline them.
过了这个时期啊, 你就没有办法了。
Now, after the child grows up, you cannot discipline them anymore.
所以有人说啊, 3岁以后啊, 就很困难了。
Some people say that after the child passes their birthday, it's very difficult to discipline them.
所以很多好习惯都是在3岁以前养成的。
And a lot of good habits are developed before the child turns 3.
那个是可以管教的时候，最好的时机，好机会。
The first 3 years of a child's life is the time where it's easiest for us to train them.
但是我们往往在这个，哎呀，这个时候不忍心去管教他。
But oftentimes we neglect these first few years of the life.
就放任了。
And then we let go of this opportunity.
那么到了他，哎啊，现在比较懂事，开始要管教他了。
And then we wait till when they grow up, till they mature a little bit more, and then we start to chasten them.
结果是什么？
And what's the result?
结果就是反抗。
And what we'll see that after the child grows up, they start rebelling.
因为反抗期已经到了，这个机会已经过了。
The reason why they start rebelling is because that we already miss our opportunity.
所以管教小孩子一定要在他反抗期还没有到之前，这个就是有指望的时候，啊，好机会，好机会。
So the best time to discipline a child is before they start rebelling.
啊，那个他完全不懂，他什么都不懂。
Because when they're very young, they don't understand anything.
哎，那最容易管教。
And during this period of time where it's easiest for us to discipline them.
那是好机会, 啊,
and this is the greatest opportunity for us to discipline them.
不能放任,
so for this period of time, we cannot neglect them.
放任了以后, 你就失去良好的机会,
and if you neglect them, you'll miss this great opportunity to chastise them.
以后啊, 你会碰到反抗,
and once we miss this opportunity, you'll face a lot of rebellion
加倍的,
in the future.
这个精力啊, 精神呢，还没有办法收到效果。
Because once the child grows up and they start rebelling, you will face a lot of trouble when you try to discipline them.
这个是管教孩子的好机会，不要失去。
So this is the greatest opportunity to discipline your child when they're very young.
第二。
And the second one.
人长大以后啊，叫终身大事，大家很重要。
When a man grows up, you have to make many different decisions.
这个也是很关键的，对一个人的一生啊，很关键的终身大事。
And when you grow up, you will have to face many important decisions in your life.
终身大事啊，这个好机会你不要失去。
And you don't want to miss this opportunity.
我们看箴言第十八章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 18.
十八章二十二节。
18 verse 22.
十八章二十二节。得着贤妻的是得着好处，也是蒙了神的恩惠。
Verse 22, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord.
这里说得着贤妻的是得着好处，这个好处就是好机会的意思。
Well, here it says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, and this good thing is also a good, great opportunity.
啊，这个好机会是谁给的呢？
Now, where did this great opportunity come from?
是神所赐的。
And here it says that it's from God.
婚姻是神所设立、所祝福的。
Now, marriage is a blessing from God.
他会是给我们好机会。
And so he will give us this great opportunity.
这个不会错的。
And this won't be wrong.
那问题就是说，不要失去这个好机会，你要抓住这个好机会。
And therefore, we need to grasp on this great opportunity.
就能得到一个美满的婚姻。
And if we grasp on to this great opportunity, we'll have this great marriage.
所以这个是蒙了神的恩惠。
And this is a great blessing from God.
神给亚当好机会。
God gave Adam a great opportunity.
把夏娃带到他面前。这个是给亚当的机会。
And God gave Adam this great opportunity by leading Eve in front of him.
如果亚当呢没有抓住这个机会。
And if Adam didn't grasp onto this opportunity,
他就会失去。
And he will lose it.
可是他很聪明。
But he was very wise.
他一看到，这个是我的骨中骨，肉中肉。
And when he first saw Eve, he grasped onto the opportunity and said that this is the flesh of my flesh and the blood of my blood.
可以称她为女人。可以称她为女人。
They will call her woman.
你看神，跟以前一样，神所造的每一个活物。都带到亚当面前给他看，让亚当说：“哎，这个叫什么？”给他起名字。
And likewise to other animals, God will lead them in front of Adam to have him give him a name, give them a name.
所以每一个动物活物啊，亚当都给他起一个名字。
So every animal that's alive, Adam will give the animal a name.
啊，这一次呢，他睡了一觉起来呢，哎。神又带一个来，喂，这个是谁
？But this time around, when Adam woke up, he saw Eve and also gave her a name.
他说这个要叫女人，叫女人，女人。
And he decided to call Eve woman.
哎，可以做我的太太。
It's good for her to be.
她是我的骨中骨，肉中肉。
And he understand that she is the blood of his blood, the flesh of his flesh.
哎，所以神说，哎，好，就两人成为一体。
And two of them shall be one.
这个就是婚姻的由来。
And this is the origin of marriage.
神给的好机会。
And God gave them a great opportunity.
但是要亚当能够抓住这个机会。
God gave Adam this great opportunity, but
这件事情才会成啊！这件事情才会成。
And because Adam grasped onto the opportunity that God gives him, that this marriage was formed.
如果亚当一看说啊，这个叫这么漂亮。就叫老虎吧，哇，那就完蛋了。
Like if Adam makes a mistake and call Eve a tiger, then this wedding, this marriage will be gone.
那神也没有办法了。
And God couldn't do anything.
所以呢，最关键还是在于亚当。
So the most important thing was for Adam to grasp onto the opportunity.
不管神给我要给我们什么多的什么好的机会，但是成不成就在于我们关键你。抓得住，还是抓不住。
So no matter what blessings or opportunity that God gives to us, it's up for us to grasp onto it.
我们看创世纪二十四章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪二十四章。
Genesis chapter 24.
这个是亚伯拉罕差遣老仆人去为他儿子以撒娶妻。
In chapter 24. Abraham tells his loyal servant to find a wife for his son.
那怎么去娶妻呢？怎么去找呢？怎么找到那一个人呢？
So how is this loyal servant going to find this wife for his for Isaac?
这个实在太难了。
And it's very difficult.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕对那仆人说。
But Abraham told his loyal servant.
我们看这个创世纪二十四章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 24.
第七节。
Verse 7.
这个亚伯拉罕对他老仆人说啊，说天上的主啊，他曾带领我离开父家和我的本族。
So the Lord God of heaven who took me from my father's house and from the land of my family and who spoke to me and swore to me.
好，那下面说，他必差遣使者在你面前，你就可以从那里为我儿子娶一个妻子。
And it continues, so he will send his angels before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there.
这是亚伯拉罕的信心。
And this is the faith of Abraham.
他差老仆人去为他的儿子娶妻。
And when he sent his loyal servant to find a wife
for his Isaac, 不是这个老仆人他能做什么。
It's not that this loyal servant is very gifted.
他告诉老仆人说，神啊，天上的主会在你的面前带领你。
Before he sent his servant on his way, he told him that God will send his angel before you to help you find a wife for my son.
所以这个老仆人有信心相信这个话。
So this old servant have faith in God's words.
我们看十二节。
And let's look at verse 12.
当这个老仆人到了这个到达目的地了。
In verse 12, the old servant reached the land.
一到达目的地啊，他立刻就祷告。
And when he went to the place that where Abraham told, he first prayed.
十二节说，他说：“主，我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕。”使我今日遇见好机会。
Oh, yeah, verse 12. Then he said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham.
这个好机会啊，是神给的。
So we know that this great opportunity was given by God.
所以这个亚伯拉罕的信心跟老仆人的信心，就可以得到这个好机会。
And because Abraham and this old servant have faith in God, they were able to grasp onto this opportunity.
所以他祷告完，马上就出现了，马上出现。
And because of this, right after they prayed, the daughter appeared.
这个老仆人就很顺利的把利百加带回来给以撒。
So this loyal servant just brought Rebecca back to Isaac.
如果没有信心
，if they didn't have the faith,
看不见。这机会来了都看不见。
If they didn't have the faith, even though this opportunity was in front of them, they wouldn't be able to see it.
为什么会看不见
？Why wouldn't they be able to see it?
因为我们没有信心。
Because they don't have the faith.
为什么会没有信心
？And why would they not have the faith?
因为有人的东西啊，在心里头。
The reason why they might not have the faith is because they have their own human desires.
我们的心呢、啊？不清心。
And sometimes when our hearts are impure.
那么你都有很多的那些很复杂的东西在里面。
And when our hearts are not pure, are not pure, we'll be very confused.
所以神安排了好机会，就看不清楚了。
And when our hearts are impure, even though God prepared a great opportunity for us, we may not be able to recognize it.
那这样的话，很容易失去好机会。
And because of this, we'll lose this great opportunity.
如果亚伯拉罕心里头预先有一个标准在里面
，If Abraham already have in his heart some preconceived ideas about Isaac's bride,
说老仆人你去，你给我找了这个身高多少，长得怎么样，什么条件的，简单的就三个条件就好，你注意看，就为我找一个这样的。
For example, if Abraham already has some preconceived ideas in his heart and asked the servant to look for someone who's relatively tall, who has relatively high social status,
那是很难找到的。
Then it'll be very difficult for him to find a good bride.
但是亚伯兰没有。
But,
他心里什么都没有。
But Abraham didn't have any of these preconceived ideas.
他只有相信神。
He just believed in God.
神会给好机会。
He just believed that God will give him this great opportunity.
神会指示哪一个是。
And he believed that God will just guide him.
那老仆人也是这样子。
And the servant has similar faith.
所以他放心的去。
So he just go without doubt.
好，一到就祷告。
And when he arrived at the location, he just prayed.
求神赐给他好机会。
He prayed for God to grant him success.
结果立刻就出现。
And because of this, right away, the Rebecca appeared.
所以我想要得到这个好机会。
So in order to receive this great opportunity,
就神所赐的好机会，在婚姻上啊，能够抓住这个好机会。
And in order to grasp this great opportunity of marriage,
一定要有信心。
We need to have faith.
要相信神。
And we need to believe in God.
如果只相信自己的眼睛，
because if we only believe in what we see,
很可能会失去好机会。
If we only believe in what we see, then we're likely to lose.
因为这件事情会影响我们的一生。
Because our marriage will influence our entire life.
因为这个是我们终身大事。
And this is one of the greatest decisions of our life.
所以希望我们每一位青年呢，不要失去这个好机会。
So I hope that all of these youth, all of you youth, will not miss this great opportunity.
神会给机会的。
God will give us this great good opportunity.
要紧是我们不要失去这个机会。
The only thing we need to do is that we make sure we don't lose this opportunity.
我也看过一些人失去了机会。
And I've seen in my lifetime some people who lose this opportunity.
以后虽然很着急一直找，没有办法。
And because they missed this opportunity and they try to look for it later on in their life, they couldn't be able to find it.
因为这个机会不是找来的，是遇见的，遇见的。
Because this opportunity, we don't find this opportunity; it's given to us.
所以有一句话说，踏破铁鞋无处找，得来全不费功夫。这句话。穿着铁鞋一直找了，铁鞋都破了，找不到。
Pretty much is saying that if you're wearing a metal shoes and you walk so much to look for this thing that the shoes broke, but you weren't able to find it.
你看，要走遍多少地方，走到多少的路。
If you think of all the effort that you got put in to look for this thing,
找不到。
You're not able to find it.
当神的机会一来了，哎，就在眼前了。远远在天边，近近在眼前。
But when God is able to give you this opportunity, you'll be able to find it right away.
所以机会一来，就出现在眼前。
So when God gave the servant this opportunity, he was able to find it right away.
这个就是婚姻的好机会。
And this is the great opportunity of marriage.
神让你遇见的。
And God will let you to meet this opportunity.
抓住它。
And all you need to do is grasp onto it.
感谢神。
And thank God.
现在我三个女儿都已经结婚了。
Now all three of my daughters is married.
就是这么一句话，没有其他的。
And this is it.
我相信神。
And I believe that God.
神一旦给机会，就抓住它。
And I believe that God will give them this opportunity, and then all they need to do is grasp onto it.
我们信主以后，那个时候啊。只有我的妹妹已经结婚了。
When we first came to believe, only my younger sister is married.
我还没有结婚。
And I was still single.
我下面还有两个弟弟，三个妹妹还没有结婚。
And after me, there's two brothers and three sisters.
我妈妈就是凭着亚伯拉罕的信心。
And my mother just had the faith of Abraham.
虽然。跟我在里面有六个。
Because altogether we have six siblings.
他向主耶稣说：“儿女的婚姻呢，这是神的，神所配合的。”
So she prayed. So my mother prayed to God that the marriage of my offspring is a God. It's up to you.
第一个来提亲的那个就是一个。
And she
这样比较省麻烦。
And she said that whoever is the first to find the opposite, he'll be the one.
这是我妈妈的信心。
And that was the faith of my mother.
啊，神就照她的信心成全了。
And because of faith, God answered her prayers.
每一个都是第一个来提前救神的。
And because of her faith, whoever was the first to find a match, the first match, they just got married.
感谢神。
And thank God.
那我希望我的儿女是这样的。
And I hope my children are the same too.
啊，所以一提就成了。
So whoever came to my family to ask for marriage, they just got married.
感谢神。
And thank God.
都看见说，哎呀，这个是神赐的好机会。
And my mother was, thank God that my mother was able to see this great opportunity from God.
那你说要挑嘛，从这里一直挑挑到最后，哇，没有了，那怎么办？随便说抓一把。
Because if you were to choose and you pick all these different ones and you can't find anyone, they just randomly pick one.
所以小时候我在看戏的时候说，喂，要选一个太太，啊，怎么选？选到最后，定到最后定都没人认。
And if you were to choose and you narrow down all your choices and you couldn't find anyone, then you can't.
好像一个人说你这个麦田呐、啊，你去你选到一个最好的最饱满的，这个也不是，那也不是，哎，还有后面还有更大的，后面还有更大，哎，没有了，到尽头了，说，我糟糕，怎么办？随便抓一把吧，哇，这个是最小的。
It's like when you would go, like when you're a farmer, you try to look for the biggest produce, and you look, you see that, oh, there's a bigger one, like further on, and you keep going further and further, you realize that there's nothing left.
很多人回头就没有机会，这个是我看过，又后来呢，好了，就干脆就不结婚了，哈。
And a lot of people, and when it comes to marriage, a lot of people are like that. They keep on hoping for a better spouse, so they kept on waiting until at the end they couldn't find anybody.
就是在婚姻上啊，不要失去好机会。
So in our marriage, we shouldn't lose this good opportunity.
那再看，传道书。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
第九章，我们看第九节。
Chapter 9, verse 9.
传道书第九章第九节，在你一生虚空的年日，就是神赐给你在日光之下虚空的年日。当同你所爱的妻啊，快活度日，因为那是你生前在日光之下劳碌的世上所得的份。
Verse 9, live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity, for this is your portion in life, and in labor which you perform under the sun.
结婚了以后啊，不要失去这个机会。
After you marry, do not lose this opportunity.
享受美满幸福婚姻的生活。
Then just live joyfully with your wife.
现在我看很多人呢，不大爱惜这个。
Today I see that a lot of people don't value this.
我记得以前常常，婚姻的时候都是哦什么美满啊，哇什么幸福啊，都是这种祝福。
We see that in marriage, we expect to be very joyful.
现在很少听到这些了。
Back then, we expect marriage to be very happy event and very joyful, but now we don't hear this often.
现在好多听到是好像无所谓了，无所谓。
It seems as if today marriage it loses value.
很可惜。
And it's very sad.
这个是神给的。
Because it's given by God.
既然神安排这个婚姻的生活。
And since God prepared this marriage life,
那你一生在日光之下劳劳碌碌，唯一能够享受的是什么？就是婚姻美满的生活。
And God said that in our days of labor and toil, in our days of vanity, the only thing we can enjoy is a joyful marriage life.
很多人在世上很劳苦，事业很成功，但是呢，没有美满婚姻的生活，很可惜，失去这个机会。
And it's very pitiful that though a lot of people, they're very successful in their careers, but they don't have this successful marriage life.
所以人结婚呢, 可是呢, 却失去了 这个真正享受婚姻美满快乐的生活。
And even though today a lot of people are married, they're not able to enjoy this good marriage life with their spouse.
这个日子这个是神所赐的。
And this is given by God.
好好把握。
And because it's given by God, we need to grasp onto it.
我觉得这个是这个机会不要失去。
And this opportunity, we should never lose it.
这一次我到多伦多教会的时候。 碰到一对夫妻啊,
and when I visit this church, I met a couple.
啊, 他们移民到, 啊, 加拿大去,
and this couple who emigrated to Toronto, Canada.
啊, 先生在医生啊, 在台湾啊, 这个医生是很有名的医生啊,
and this believer was a famous doctor in Taiwan.
啊, 为了儿女的关系啊, 移民到加拿大,
and because of their children, they emigrated to Canada.
那么他要离开这个太困难了，怎么离开？
And for this doctor to leave his medical career behind in Taiwan, it was very difficult for him.
但是太太带孩子到加拿大，他留在台湾工作。
And because his medical career was so successful in Taiwan, he wasn't able to leave behind. So he asked his wife to go to Canada with the rest of his family while he remained in Taiwan to work as a doctor.
两个人都是信徒啊，他知道这个这样不行啊。
And both of them are believers in our church, and he knows that it's not good for them to be separated.
所以他最后选择就牺牲，就还放弃这个工作。
So at the end, he decided to give up on his medical career.
还是要夫妻两个人同行。
So that he could be with his wife.
哦，那住在那个地方，当然很辛苦。他重新要去念书，要去考试，他重新再来，弄得很辛苦。
When he first emigrated there, it was very difficult for him because he had to retake all his medical exams.
那就他们夫妻有一个共同的认识，说不能分开。
But he was willing to go through all these exams because he wants to be with his wife.
再怎么苦，不能分开。
And he knows that no matter how painful it is for him to go through the entire process again, he wanted to stay with his wife.
这些时间有多少我们不知道，但是神既然赐给我们每一天的机会，都要把握。
And even though we don't know how long are we going to live in this world, but we need to grasp on this opportunity to be with our spouse.
所以享受美满婚姻的生活，不要失去好机会。
So we need to enjoy our marital life and not lose this opportunity.
下面呢，看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
凡你所当做的事情，要尽力去做。
Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might.
神给我们有工作做。
God give us jobs.
不要嫌东嫌西的。
Since God already give us specific jobs,
今天给你什么工作？
Don't wander around.
要尽力去做。
And whatever jobs that God assigned to us, we need to do it with all our might.
不要失去这个机会。
And don't lose this opportunity.
那是好机会。
And this is a good opportunity.
抓住当前的机会, 就有盼望。
And if we are able to grasp on the opportunity that we our current opportunities, then we have hope.
所以这里说, 凡你所当做的事情要专心去做。
Like we hear it, it said that whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. And this is another way of saying grasp onto the opportunity.
不要失去工作的机会。
And don't lose this opportunity to work.
我们该做的事情呢, 都要尽力去做。
And whatever we're supposed to do, we need to do it.
这个就是忠心的仆人。
And this is what it means to be a faithful servant.
主人会怎么说? 进来享受主人的快乐。
And if we continue to be disloyal servant, God will tell us to enter into His eternal.
我要将一切交给你管理。
And I will give you, a portion of my kingdom.
一个人在小事上忠心呢，大事也会忠心。
And as long as we're able to be faithful in small matters, we'll also be able to be very faithful in greater matters. So we shouldn't lose this opportunity. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 27.
箴言第三章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 27.
你手若有行善的力量，不可推辞，就当向那应得的人施行。
Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, and when it is the power of yours of your hands, do it.
你那里若有现成的，不可以对邻舍说，去吧，明天再来，我必给你。
Do not say to your neighbor, go, come back, for, and tomorrow I will give it to you, and when you have it with you.
这就是误失良机。
This is same as losing out on God's opportunity.
传道书里面说，美善的人生啊，就是终身喜乐行善。
And a wonderful life is to be able to do good all of the days of our life.
这个行善是一个最好的机会。
And the ability to do good is a great opportunity.
就是神给的好机会。
And this is a great opportunity given by God.
所以我们手有行善的力量，这个是神给的力量。
So when we're able, when we have the power to do good, this power is from God.
然后他给我们机会。
And he gives us this opportunity to do good.
不要推迟，一推迟就失去了这个机会。
If we're given this opportunity to do good, we should never neglect it.
也不要迟延，明天再来，明天你就没有机会了。
And when we have this opportunity to do good, don't neglect it and say, like, I'll do it tomorrow.
所以按照我们神给我们的力量，及时的，趁着今天来行善。
So with the power that God give us, we need to use it right away.
不要失去这个好机会。
That we shouldn't lose this opportunity.
这个是最美的人生。
And this is the wonderful life.
我们看加拉太书第六章。
Let's look at Galatians.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
加拉太书第六章第九节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 9.
我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心呢，到了时候就要收成。
Verse 9. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due seasons we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
第十节。所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
Verse 10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith.
行善，不可丧志，要有恒心，不可丧志。
We should never neglect this opportunity to do good and never lose heart.
如果不灰心呢？到时候一定会得到赏赐，得到收成的。
And God promised that if we don't lose heart in its due season, we shall reap our rewards.
所以一有了机会啊，就要抓住它。
So when we have this opportunity to do good, we need to hold on to it.
向众人行善。
That we need to do good to people.
那向信徒自己同龄弟兄姐妹更当如此。
And we need to do good to those who are believers, especially to those who are believers.
这个是神给的机会。
And this is the opportunity given to us by God.
当机会来到的时候，你要抓住它，不要失去。
And when God gives us this opportunity to do good to other church members, we need to hold on.
那么越来啊，神会给越多，让你的越有力量，是更多的能力力量给你行善。
And if we're able to do good to others, God will give us even more.Power and more blessings so that we could continue to do good.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at first Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
哥林多后书第九章第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse
第九章第六节。
Chapter 9, verse 6.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
Verse 6, for this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully.
那个人呢，要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，也不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜悦的。
Verse 7, let each one give as he purposes in his heart, and not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
而神能将各样的恩惠多多加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足。能多行各样的善事。
And God is, verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, and you always having all sufficiency in all things.
这是最美的人生。
And this is a wonderful life.
让我们更多多地行各样的善事，你看，这样的人生不是最美吗？
And that we're able to do all these good things, isn't this a wonderful life?
但这种机会你如果失去了，就没有机会。
And if we lose this opportunity, we won't be given another one.
所以随时都要抓住这个机会。
So we need to grasp onto this opportunity.
那么越来就越多了，多种多收了。
And like what it says in this place, like if we reap bountifully, we'll reap bountifully.
在第十节这里说。
And in verse 10 it says,
那个是种给撒种的，是粮给人吃的。必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子。
And in verse 10, it says that may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness.
叫你们凡事富足，可以多多的施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。
In verse 11, while you are enriched in everything for all liberty, which cause thanksgiving to us to God.
所以在行善的事上要把握机会。
So we need to grasp onto this opportunity to do good to one another.
勿失良机。
So we should never lose it.
最后看约翰福音。
And let's look at the book of John.
第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
三十五节。
John chapter 4 verse 35。
约翰福音四章三十五节。
Verse 35。
说你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Do you not say there are still 4 months, and then comes harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are ready white for harvest.
收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的跟收割的一同快乐。
And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruits for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together.
这个是传福音的。
And this verse talks about spreading the gospel.
传福音呢？要把握好机会。
That we need to grasp on this opportunity to preach.
主耶稣说，你们岂不说啊，收割的时候还有四个月，要等四个月。
Over here says that, this person says that we still need to wait 4 months for the harvest.
但主耶稣说，我告诉你们，举目向田观看。
But Jesus Christ tells them, if you look at the fields,
庄稼都已经熟了，可以收割。
And that everything is ready, that we're ready to reap.
这个就是我们要传福音的工作。
And this means that we need to preach.
传福音的时候要把握机会。
That we need to grasp on this opportunity to preach the gospel.
我们看传道书第十一章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书第十一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11,
第四节
verse 4,
十一章第四节
chapter 11, verse 4,
说看风的必不撒种，望云的必不收割。
Verse 4, it says, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap.
一看风的，看风，哎呀，今天刮什么风？
And if we observe the winds,
就不出去撒种。
And because if we observe the winds, then we won't go out and sow.
刮这种风， 松子撒出去都被风吹掉了。
If we're like this person and observe the wind, and we assume that if we sow the seeds, they'll all be scattered by the wind.
传福音的时候看看，哎呀，这样的人，这种人怎么会信？这种人不会信的。
And similarly, if we observe the people who preach and assume that all this type of person will never believe.
哎，这种人怎么会听福音？他不会听的。
And if we just assume that how could this person receive the gospel, he will never believe in it.
不撒种。
And if we think like that, then we'll never spread the seed of gospel.
望云的不收割。
And it says here, he who regards the clouds will not reap.
因为以前收割的种这个谷物啊，要太阳晒，不然的话就会烂掉。
Over here, the person regards the clouds because plants need the sun to grow, and if he regards the clouds, if there are clouds, then you can't reap.
啊，云这么厚，可能会下雨，啊，今天不收割。
And if you see that there are clouds, you might assume that it will rain, so you won't reap.
所以看风望云啊，那什么都不做了。
So if you observe the cloud, if you observe the winds and the clouds, you won't do anything.
都在家里等了。
You'll be at home waiting.
今天呢，这样的人的就会丧失很多好机会。
And today, I feel like this person will lose out a lot of great opportunities.
我们要怎么办？
And what should we do?
怎么样才不会失去良机？
So what can we do to so that we don't lose any opportunities?
第六节。
Verse 6.
早晨要撒你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手，因为你不知道哪一样发旺，或是早撒的，或是晚撒的，或是两样都好。
So in verse 10, it encourages that in the morning sow your seeds, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good.
传福音做见证啊，不一定要等什么布道会，不一定要等。
Similarly, likewise, when we preach the gospel, we don't have to wait for an evangelical service.
早晨要撒种，晚上也不要歇手。
That we need to preach in the morning and in the evening.
一有机会就要传，就要做见证。
Which means that whenever we have the opportunity to preach, we need to preach.
不要再等到什么时候。
That we shouldn't wait for anything.
以前我在台北的教会的时候。
Back then when I was in Taiwan.
很多弟兄姐妹啊，他们每天有机会，都每天都在做见证。
A lot of these members in Taiwan, they will preach day and night.
几乎每天都会带慕道者来。
And every day they will bring truth seekers to church.
所以每天常常都会有打电话来。
So every day they will call. I will receive a lot of phone calls.
我要聚会前呢，说传道，今天我带什么什么慕道者来啊？你要讲一些什么？我。
So every day they will give me a call. Said, "Oh, today I'm bringing some truth seekers over. So can you give?" More preach more.
感谢神。
And thank God.
证明说他们都会把握好机会。
And this shows that they were able to grasp some of this great opportunity.
所以后来我说每个礼拜天呢、啊，都定做布道会。
So because of this, I made it every Sabbath, and I made it evangelical service.
所以每个礼拜天都是布道会，每个礼拜天布道会。
And because they were able to bring truth seekers up.
大家就很高兴，很高兴，哇，可以带慕道者来，
And they all rejoiced at the fact that they were able to bring a lot of truth seekers.
那么越带越喜欢，哇，很快乐，很快乐。
And the more truth seekers they bring, the more happier they are.
所以呢，常常都到医院里头去做福音工作。
And a lot of time we even went to the hospital to preach.
所以常常受洗。
So we have a lot of members that got baptized.
不必等到什么时候。
So we don't have to wait to preach.
随时都可以受洗。
And we could baptize anytime.
因为在医院里的话，慕道者很多。
Because inside a hospital, there's a lot of truth seekers.
尤其那一些临终的病人，哇，他相信了，他就要抬出去受洗。
And some of these patients, when they believe, will baptize them right away.
传福音不要等什么时候，看看今天雨天气好不好，没有这种回事。
And when we're preaching the gospel, we don't have to care about like how is the weather today.
早上要撒种，晚上也不要歇手。
And when we preach, we preach in the morning and at night.
勿失良机。
That we should never lose this opportunity.
等你看好了时间的话，机会都过去了。
Because sometimes when we try to find a good time to preach, we might even miss the opportunity to preach already.
在传福音的身上，勿失良机。
So when we preach the gospel, we need to grasp onto every opportunity.
随时有机会就要传。
And whenever we see this the opportunity, we need to preach.
好，那这样我们一定会得到很多神所安排的好机会。
And if we do this, we'll receive every good opportunity that God gives to us.
好，那这个就是我们要把握住的几个很重要的好机会。
And this is some few opportunities that we need to grasp onto.
教育我们的儿女要把握良机。
And that when we're disciplining our children, we need to grasp onto this
opportunity. 趁有指望的时候管教他。
And when there's hope in disciplining our children, we need to grasp onto
the opportunity. 就是管教的时机。
And this is the greatest opportunity for us to discipline.
每一个阶段呢，他都有他的时机。
In every period of our life, we have opportunity.
那很重要的那个时机，你不要失去。
And that we need to look out for these opportunities and grasp onto it.
他就会很健康的长大。
And it'll grow up healthily.
婚姻大事的好机会，不要失去。
That we should never lose this opportunity of marriage.
享受美满婚姻的时机，机会不要失去。
And we shouldn't miss this opportunity to enjoy a marriage life.
神给我们工作的机会，不要失去。
And that we shouldn't lose this opportunity for us to work.
神给我们行善的机会，不要失去。
That we shouldn't lose this opportunity to do good to one another.
今天呢？为主传福音做见证的机会不要失去。
And we should never lose this opportunity to preach.
那我们有一个美善的人生了。
And if we grasp onto all those opportunities, we'll have a wonderful life.
是一个蒙福的人生。
And we'll have a blessed life.
感谢神。
And thank God.
唱诗。
Sing him.
288首。
Sing him 288. And this hymn tells us to grasp onto the opportunity.
早晨的时候啊，是年轻的时候。
The morning hours represents when the time when we're still young.
白昼的时候是我们壮年的时候。
And during the noontime is when we're doing the middle of life.
暮色这个是黄昏的，是老年的时期。
And the sunset skies represent the end days of our life.
都要把握住机会。
And all these periods of our life, we need to grasp onto the opportunity.
来做我们该做的工作。
To do the right thing.
这个是神给的机会。
And this is the opportunity given to us by God.
所以现在我是暮色，黄昏啊。
Right now, this is my sunset skies. This is my.、Oh,
黄昏就更可贵了。
And you know when the sun is setting, that's the most important time.
所以这个时间呢，不能让它溜走。我操！好，抓住。
That we need to grasp onto to this short period of our life.
有些人说：“哦，年老我退休，哇，退休就完了。”
A lot of times when people are near retirement, they just retire early.
世上的一切放下。
And they let go of everything that they do in life.
神的工作抓得更紧，不是退休。
And even though some of these people might retire, they grasp on to the holy work.
感谢神。
And thank God.
大家呢都要，不管是年轻、壮年或者老年，都一样，都不要失去神给的好机会。
And no matter for youth or senior members, we need to grasp onto this opportunity.
来做神所要我们做的工作。
That we need to do everything that God assigned to us.
我们同心跪下祷告。
Kneel down to pray.